With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A gunman opening fire Sunday in a Michigan church, killing at least four people, injuring nine others. Authorities say a 40-year-old man rammed a pickup into the front door of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc Township before starting the shooting that killed at least four. He's also believed to have deliberately set fire to the church building. Police then shot and killed the suspect. Township Police Department Chief William Rennie.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to the victims of this incident that could have been completely avoided. And it's very tragic, and that's not what our community is.
And a deadly shooting in North Carolina.
A North Carolina man is charged with murder after officials say he opened fire from a boat into a crowd at a Southport waterfront bar Saturday night, killing three and injuring five. District Attorney John David identifies him as Nigel Edge and says it was a targeted location.
We have developed evidence at an early stage that this was highly premeditated.
David says Edge was on their radar. Oak Island Police Chief Charlie Morris says the 40-year-old was a longtime resident, a veteran, and also known to them as Sean DeBevoix. Edge is being held without bond. I'm Julie Walker.
And reports coming out of South Texas say a shooting at a casino. At least two are dead there. Artificial intelligence and demographic changes reshaping the U.S. job market. Nation's largest private employer said to be trying to identify the skills of its workers and the broader labor force that might need for the future. Walmart is working with other corporations and workforce experts to develop and fill jobs that do not require a college degree. Spokesman says a lot of Americans don't realize they can be trained and make a good living as truck drivers. This is SRN News. For women who want to have a baby, smoking pot is bad business.
A new study released in the journal Nature Communications studied women who are seeking to become pregnant via in vitro fertilization. The research finds that women smoking marijuana has a negative effect on the embryos and may cause them not to implant. Pot is now widely legal in the U.S. and a lot more Americans are using it. The new study raises concerns about the drug's effect on fertility, which is in sharp decline already. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida is setting the tone for a number of conservative states when it comes to social issues. In 2022, Florida became the first state to prohibit classroom instruction on sexuality or so-called gender identity topics from kindergarten through third grade. By 2024, a growing list of at least 20 more states, including Alabama and Indiana, had followed Florida's lead. This is SRN News. The weather system forecast to become Tropical Storm Imelda, causing disruption in the Bahamas as well as nearby islands. It is expected to approach the coast of South Carolina as a hurricane early next week. Senior hurricane specialist Brad Reinhardt of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says a tropical depression is expected to cross part of the Bahamas over the next two and a half days.
At this point, it looks as if the center may remain offshore, but the forecast at that point is pretty uncertain. So really the key message for people is that in the U.S. there's a significant threat of heavy rainfall early next week from this system, from coastal Georgia through the Carolinas into the southern mid-Atlantic.
In the meantime, Hurricane Umberto remains a strong category four storm in the Atlantic, threatening Bermuda. More on these stories at townhall.com.